This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good girls and guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. This is Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, coming to you live from the sunny bunker here in the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. It's good to have you with us today. And boy, there's lots going on. If you want to check us out online, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to look at that in just a little bit. And SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also, you can pick us up on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and also Sons of Liberty Media. And if you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, it's BradleyDean1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean1. If you want to follow him on Facebook. The lines are accessible today. You can call in if you want to jump in on the topics we're going to talk about. We're going to be talking about this issue of the Vatican. And what's going on is not anything new. It's been going on a lot throughout Rome's history. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to also touch on some issues of Bundy Ranch kind of carrying over from Friday. So if you want to chime in on some of those, the number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Sorry, I'm doing a lot of ad-lib here today. And I don't have my notes in front of me as far as that particular card that I read from. So pardon me that I got a little tongue twisted there. Today, I received an email from a gentleman who contributes at another one of the sites that I contribute to, and it's interesting because, as Bradley has said time and time again, it's not Democrat or Republican. Of course, we have a Republican form of government, and our Constitution is supposed to guarantee that we have a Republican form of government, not a Democratic one. And yet, we use Democrat processes in electing representatives. Okay, no doubt about that. We recognize that our representatives vote democratically, if you will, on bills and things like that. But the system itself was designed that they vote on legislation that is limited in scope to a federal constitution, or in your states, to a state constitution. Okay, so it is not a utter democracy. An utter democracy would not have us bound by anything. We could go out and say, you know, legislators could go in and say, we're going to declare now that the color blue is actually yellow. Okay, they could go write that and nobody could point them any different. But the point was to chain them around certain things, limit them. So when you read your state constitution or when you read your U.S. Constitution, what you are seeing there is not limits on you. It is limits on your representatives. It is limits on those who would seek to enforce the law. This is what you can enforce law about. And so these things have to be kept in mind as we as we look to these kinds of things. So I got this letter from a friend, and of course he hasn't contributed a lot, but he has contributed some, and he said, please correct me if I'm wrong, but it appears to me that the particular website has been showing signs of becoming anti-Trump since he has taken office. I realize that this is impossible for any president to be perfect or supported and well-liked. However, in my humble opinion, America, and specifically conservative America in particular, is far better off and capable of surviving the liberal onslaught today than we ever were with Barack Hussein Obama, the Muslim president. And then he goes, if I've drawn the wrong conclusion here, please let me know. But up until recently, this particular site has been one of the few outlets that were not afraid to speak the truth about what is going on, and I hate to see that change. Well, my response was pretty simple. It's one that Bradley has said, and this is where I was going with the Democrat-Republican thing. We only have one Constitution. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green Party, Communist, whatever you call yourself. If you're in this country, it's the Constitution. The only thing higher than the Constitution is the law of God itself, the Bible. That's it. Okay? So I don't care what side you're on. Half the stuff that gets discussed are not things that the government has any business legislating in the first place, let alone talking about. So here was my response to him. We still speak the truth. It's just that so many people who claim to be constitutionalists give the guy wearing their team's jersey a pass. We applaud Trump when he acts constitutional, but when he doesn't get a pass any more than Barack Hussein Obama did. Too many people choose sides rather than stand for what is right. Trump was wrong on Syria. He was. He's wrong to be using the military without congressional authorization, even when it comes to going to North Korea, folks. Our Constitution is clear. Okay? And our Constitution says he only becomes commander-in-chief when the military is called up in the service of the United States, and that can only be done by Congress, not by the president. He is not a king. This is where the checks and balances comes in. And you can say, well, Bush did it. Well, Obama did it. Okay, then you're just justifying criminal action. If that's your attitude, you're just justifying what's wrong. And you're part of the problem. And more than likely, you're probably ignorant of what the Constitution says, and you couldn't even quote from me any justification as to why they could do that. I pointed out this gentleman also, this new GOP bill, the AHCA, is socialism and should not be advanced. It is unconstitutional as well. The spending bill was unconstitutional. Funding things our Constitution does not give authority to fund. If we're to be consistent, we have to call out these things on either side, otherwise we're hypocrites. We only have one Constitution. It applies to Democrats and Republicans, and both of them ignore it at almost every turn. That was my response. If the guy does what's right, we'll give him a pat on the back for that, for doing what he's supposed to do. But if he's doing wrong, I don't care what party he's affiliated with. Guys, we have to call that out, else we're hypocrites. And I'm going to read some to you from the words of Jesus about what he has to say about hypocrites, especially religious ones, when I talk about Pope Francis here in the next segment. So think about that, okay, when we get ready to launch into this, because you can be political and you can be religious hypocrite, and in the end, you have to answer for God. Or answer to God. So buckle up, hang on, it might get a little rough. Stay with us.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic, and the phone lines are open to you. All right, quickly, I'll just let you know about the one thing, because I don't even know if I'll have time to get to it, because I want to cover this other issue, because it's just kind of on my mind. But on Friday, when we had Deb Jordan from the Pete Santilli Show give us an update on what was going on at Bundy Ranch, our desire was to try to get Pete come on for a second, because what they do is when they call out from the prison, they get like 15-minute blocks, and then they have to go back to the back of the line and call again if they want to do that. And it costs them money. It's like 50 cents a minute for them to call. And what we're going to try to do was have Pete on for a segment and then have Ammon Bundy come on for a segment. And what they were doing was, before, when we would have Pete on, it would be like a three-way call. You'd call Deb, and then she would be linked into us and such. So we're going to try to work something out maybe later if we can, but I just got word from her that they've changed things at the prison, and some of that is assumed as to these guys, you know, being able to call and do three-way calls like that. They've stopped that. There's no way that they can do the three-way call. So we're going to see if we can get some direct connection kind of calls or something like that in the future. Just want to let you know that. But she mentioned some paperwork that the federal prosecutors had put forward to Judge Navarro there in Nevada, and it was to a response to Mel Bundy's, you know, claims over this issue of speedy trial violations. And in the response here, it's amazing to me that this this federal prosecutor, Stephen Meyer, quotes these Supreme Court rulings. He quotes the Speedy Trial Act and all of this stuff. And one of the things that kind of took me aback there is this claim that there can be up to 5 years, okay, in addressing this, going holding these men for a little over a year, because Mel Bundy was saying, look, I can't even provide for my family. He hasn't been convicted of a crime. He didn't injure anybody. The violence is not even among the charges here. Okay, you need to understand that. Yet they won't give these guys bail. They won't let them go home and work and stuff until the trial date. So he has a family that's dependent upon him. The Bundys are the same. Pete's the same. I mean, their funds are being depleted, and that's why they need. That's why these families really need your help. They need our help. So if you want to donate, you can go to the bottom of that article there called Feds Claim That They Could Hold Bundy Ranch Defendants 5 Years and Not Violate Sixth Amendment Protections for a Speedy Trial. Here's the two things that Mr. Meyer wrote. He appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Imagine that. And he said in their ruling, the Supreme Court in Barker versus Wingo held that we can definitely say how long is too long in a system where justice is supposed to be swift but deliberate, and that in a prior case it had held merely that a 5-year delay is long enough to trigger a further look before ultimately finding no constitutional violation. Now stop and think about that for a second. Do you think the founding fathers had 5 years in mind before they looked at it and said, you know, this could be a violation of a speedy trial? Do you really think that? Go back to the Bible, which is where I believe law is based. That's where it has to come from. Anything other than what God has given is not law. Okay? It's not. And it's not. And there's no way to be just about it. This is why when I appeal to other frivolous things with frivolous punishments that government imposes, I go, it's unjust. You can't be just in that. That's why I'm against the prison system. It's an unjust. It's based on evolution. You cage an animal like a man like an animal because that's what you claim he is. So there's no justice for him, and there's no justice for the victims or their families. There's no justice at all. It's an injustice, and who's the one who benefits? The state benefits from that. Same thing happens. And you can get mad at me when I say this, but the same thing happens with speeding. Speeding, when we have speed limits are very much like the law God gave about putting the fencing up around the people of Israel's houses on the top, on the porch. And he never said there was punishment if you don't put the thing up. There was no people going around handing out permits, taking your money, inspecting it, but not ever being responsible if something went wrong with it. Okay? And that's what they do today. They want to sell you a permit, but they're not going to be responsible for it. Your contractor is really the one that's responsible for it. Okay? But the point was if you don't put it up, then you're negligent, and if somebody does get hurt, then you're responsible for it. Okay? Same thing can be applied to speed. I don't have a problem with writing a speed limit and saying if you go over this is where a safe speed limit, this is a safe speed to drive at. If you go over that, then you're considered negligent. And if you harm somebody or you damage property, you are responsible for that. Okay? Do you see the difference? And now, who makes out like a fat cat when you speed? There's no victim in breaking the speed limit. The state makes out like a fat cat. In my opinion, it's called racketeering. In fact, I've put up several articles where this is what policemen have shown. They have quotas to meet. Got to write so many tickets. Why? Got to fund that state. Got to fund the beast. Got to fund the God that people establish rather than submitting to the God of the Bible. They're willing to take the mark of the beast in their right hand or their forehead, applying to man's law rather than God's law, which is written on the table of their hearts. So keep that in mind as we move forward here in this Bundy trial. Keep that in mind when we talk about law, when we talk about justice. God's law is perfect. It converts the soul, the scripture says. And so even in this situation, when you go back in the Old Testament, let's say you take the guy who was violating the Sabbath. He was picking up sticks. He obviously wasn't doing it so he could start a fire to keep warm. I don't believe for a moment God had a problem with people starting fires to keep warm or to cook their food. That's not the issue. Thing was, he was doing it as a means of employment, and God said not to do that. And so they held him just long enough to find out what God, they knew what he had done. They held him long enough to find out what should be done to him. So the same thing should apply in our situation. These guys are the Bundys. As soon as they were indicted, these guys should have been ready to take this to court immediately before a jury. If you've got enough where you think you have enough to charge somebody, you ought to be ready to make your case. Not make people wait around for a year or two, and you say, well, the court system's busy. This gets back to what I'm talking about. We've made frivolous crimes of all kinds of stuff. And some people aren't going to like it, but we made a crime out of people having a plant, a marijuana plant. Folks, that's something God made. I'm not saying take and abuse it, just like I don't say take and abuse wine or abuse women or any other gift that God has given us. But the fact of the matter is we've criminalized a lot of this stuff, and it's not a crime. It's just not a crime, and there is no justice with it, because then we take these people. Some of these people, I've read stories where a mother, small children, yes, and she was selling marijuana, yes, but she got more time. She got like 10 years in prison, which is more than most people get who murder people. I don't even think murderers ought to get prison. I think they ought to get the death penalty. So the Bible says that's justice. That's at least upholding the image of God, not to treat him like an animal. Anyway, sorry, get on the rant there. That's my rant about what's going on with Bundy Ranch Constitution of Law. On the other side of the break, we're going to be taking a look at Pope Francis, Roman Catholic Church, the sex abuse that's going on, the promotion of homosexuality. And then I want to call your attention to both the words of Jesus and the words of the Apostle Paul as to how Christians are to conduct themselves when it comes to sexuality. So on the other side of the break, we'll take that up. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. Stick with me. We'll talk then.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic if you call in. Love to have your calls here on the Sons of Liberty Radio. And in case you're tuning in and you're listening for Bradley or you're looking for Bradley, he's got me filling in today. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for the rest of the hour, what we're going to do is cover this issue that's going on in the Roman Catholic Church. Over the past several days, maybe about the past week, I've had a few stories coming out dealing with the issue of homosexuality, pedophilia, other sex abuse cases that are coming, that we're hearing out of the Vatican. And, you know, these things need to be addressed because we're in a culture, at least here in America, I can't speak for the rest of the world as to what's going on there, but I'm pretty sure it's probably going on in several other cultures as well. And that is where we're just inundated with sexual morality. And I'm not above that. I face those things too. The issue that we have, though, is the church has been sort of justifying it in some way or another. It isn't just Rome either. Protestant churches are doing it too. And we see often that men will fall. Look, I'm not going to say there's nothing wrong with falling. There is. There's everything wrong with it. It is sin. Even King David, the man after God's own heart, he fell greatly, not just into a sexual sin, but then he tried to cover it up, you know, and sent the woman's husband that he had committed adultery with and gotten pregnant, sent him to the front lines. The guy was faithful to him, to David, and he sent him to the front lines in hopes he'd be killed, and he was, trying to cover up his sin. And then after that was done for at least 9 months, he was silent about his sin, and you can read about it in the Proverbs. He said, you know, it was just eating me up inside. until Nathan the prophet came and confronted him over it, and he was repentant. He was genuinely repentant, and you know, he deserved death for that, and yet God said, I'm going to spare you for this, but that baby's going to die. Now, I want you to kind of keep that kind of perspective in mind when we look at this story. Pope Francis admits there are 2,000 sex abuse cases that are before the Vatican, and these involve priests. Now, understand that Rome has the priests take a vow of celibacy. It means no sex, you're not getting married, any of this stuff. You're just going to be a single guy. Now, that is unbiblical. In fact, the Apostle Paul warns us in the book, in one of his letters to Timothy, that there's going to be people that come along, false teachers, who teach people not to marry. And so that's one of the things that you need to keep in mind. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it says, the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, which we're going to talk about in a moment, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. So there's that. Now, this keeping priests from marrying who have desires that men have, most men have, anyway, some women have. I mean, well, I guess a lot of women have. And their desires to be intimate with somebody. I mean, God has put that within us. But then he says, you fulfill those desires in marriage. And he tells us in Corinthians, he says, you know, if you're burning, if you're in love, if you have that desire, if you have that lust, then you should have a wife to fulfill that with. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with taking a wife. There's everything great about sex with inside the marriage. But what Rome has done is they have taken men and they've given them this doctrine that says you've got to take this vow of celibacy. And as a result of that, what happens is these guys become tempted and they think they can get away with it with little kids. More of them are doing it with boys than they are girls, although some girls are tied in there. And so it's not just a pedophilia, ladies and gentlemen. It is homosexuality. This being stirred up there, okay? We're going to talk some about as we do this. Now, evidently Francis, who is not known as Mr. Conservative, if you will, was on a flight this past Sunday back from back to Rome from Portugal, where he'd been on Saturday. And he told reporters there was a backlog of 2,000 clerical sex abuse cases that were before the Vatican. But he said, it's okay, I know we're moving a little slow on this matter, but the Vatican is on the right path. Now, think about the history of Rome. Okay, think about the history of Rome for a second. What does on the right path mean for them? Well, we've seen in the past it means running out the clock in hopes that people forget about what's going on. They look to pay people off to be quiet, or they simply move a priest who's guilty of these crimes against these children from one parish to another. And they've done this all throughout their history. In fact, if you go back and look, popes were supposed to be celibate. Many of them had children. Many of them established brothels. Read the history of Rome. That's what they did. Okay? Now understand, I'm talking about something completely different than what happened even at the time of Constantine. Okay? A lot of people want to go, well, that's Rome and this is a completely different issue that went on right there. Now, I'm not buying that Constantine was a Christian or anything like that. He was definitely used of God to stop a lot of the persecution that was going on against Christians. And we can debate the issue of idolatry coming into the church and all of that kind of stuff if we want to. But understand, those bishops that came into Rome at that time had been persecuted for the faith. They were guys who had stood the test. Okay? There's just this huge difference of that and what Rome is today, or even what it was in the 1600s. And so take a look at that story there and see what's going on with Francis, you know, saying this is what's going on. And though he says that he has never granted or agreed to a request for clemency from a pedophile priest, you know, last week I just reported on a priest who had raped 30 children, 30 little girls. Okay? And the Vatican, whom the Pope is the head of, he's the overseer there, forgave that priest. That priest was HIV positive. He was infected with HIV virus. He had raped these 30 little girls. And they said, we're going to forgive him. We're looking to be a more merciful church and not have him face any criminal charges because, you know, Vatican City is its own little government in itself. Okay? This guy, this priest, Jose Garcia, he was, quote unquote, acquitted of any crime by the Archdiocese Primada de Mexico after he confessed to abusing dozens of girls in Oaxaca. I guess that's how you pronounce it. Abuse and rape of 30 little girls, ages 5 to 10. Okay? Guys, if you're upset about what Islam does to little girls, look at what Rome is doing and allowing to go on and trying to whitewash and cover up. Look at what they're doing. It isn't just them. Some people are still going to get mad at me. Read some of what the Babylonian Talmud has and what it teaches. Some of the sexual perversions rival anything of this nature here. They really do. The one that doesn't do that is the scriptures. In fact, the scriptures call Christians to a different set of standards for sexual morality. If you want to be biblical, you look to the scripture. You hold the scripture up as your standard. You don't sit here and seek to justify sexual morality. Not only that, I also reported on Friday, priest from the Vatican Communications Office, he claimed there will be some saints, and he obviously uses the term saints as those who've been canonicalized by the Roman Catholic Church, where the Bible just speaks of saints as those who have been washed in the blood of Christ. He claims that homosexuals will be in heaven. They'll be greeting us. Despite the clear teaching of Scripture. The clear teaching of Scripture. I mean, 1 Corinthians couldn't be clearer. Those who engage in homosexuality and sexual morality will not inherit the kingdom of God. Let no man deceive you with empty words. And before you think, well, homosexuality is really bad and this, that, and the other, and they're just these people who are, they're heterosexuals and they engage in fornication. Hey, those guys are listed too. Okay? Because it's sexual immorality. It is sexual lawlessness. To follow the law is to engage in sex within marriage with your marriage partner. So keep that in mind as we go forward. We're going to take a look at the law. We're going to take a look at what the words of Jesus say in the final segment and point you towards doing what is right and then also calling upon Rome to do what is right as well. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Sue Biken. My association with Bradley Dean and his ministry has been a fantastic relationship. We love his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of Sons of Liberty Radio, 1-866-582-9933 if you want to chime in real quick. Stick to the topic. Matthew 18:6, Jesus said, "But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged around his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." These priests that we're talking about, it would be better for them if they were to go drown themselves than to mess with these little children. It really would. And I can say the same thing about false teachers, because really that's the context, is deceiving them, causing them to stumble in any way, whether it's through teaching or action. We're to be those who lead our children. We're, even as parents, I've often admonished people, teach your children yourself. Quit sending them off to government indoctrination. You're gonna answer for that. You are. So you teach them. It's your responsibility, Deuteronomy 6, and don't give the excuses for why you can't do it when other people who are probably not as apt as you are can do it. Okay? Let's not look at the negative side. Let's be positive and seek to obey God. Now, on the positive side of what we're looking at concerning Rome, concerning these sex abuse cases and all these other things, here's the thing. The Bible commands us to be pure. Okay? Ephesians 5:5-7 says, "But fornication, all uncleanness," 3-7, "all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as becoming saints." Don't even let that stuff be talked about you. Okay? in your midst. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or crude joking, which are out of character. Instead, and this is something, boy, I'm really, really discovering, and it's come out in the past couple of weeks. He says, but rather thanksgiving. Instead of talking dirty and filthy and having our minds full of those kinds of things that the culture wants to inundate us with, let's be thankful for what God has given us. You got a wife, be thankful for that wife. You got a husband, be thankful for your husband. Be thankful for what God has given you instead of what he hasn't given you. And then he goes on and he says, for of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, that is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. He's saying, put that stuff away from you guys. You're God's children. Live like you're God's children. Don't live like you're the devil's. In fact, I wonder what it would be for Jesus to walk into the Vatican. I wonder what he would say. I wonder not only about the Vatican, how about some of you Protestant churches out there? Where you glorify women who are scantily clad on your stages for your skits and your shows. And you get people worked up into sensuality and fleshliness rather than what honors God. What would Jesus say in the midst of those churches? Well, we have a glimpse of some of the things he would say. Matthew 23, and again, this is the whole context of where Matthew 24 goes, right? 23 precedes Matthew 24 and 25. And I'm just going to tell you straight up so there's no, you don't get the wrong idea. I don't think Matthew 24 has anything to do with the end of the world. I think it has to do with exactly what Jesus is saying in this passage here, which he's pronouncing a judgment on Jerusalem, which is just fulfilling what God said would come upon them in the book of Deuteronomy. And he said the curses would come. And Jesus said in Matthew 24, it was going to come upon that generation that he was speaking to. In fact, when he walks out of the temple at the end of this chapter, Matthew 23, the disciples are saying, look at all the buildings here. They were still in the midst of building Herod's temple. It wasn't complete until just right before the destruction in 70 AD. One generation later. Just like Jesus said it would be. And what he ended up saying was this. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. He says this woe and calls them hypocrites several times in the passage. He says, you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you don't go in yourselves, neither do you suffer them that are entering to go in. And you stop and you think about that with Rome. Rome wants to make you jump through all kinds of hoops in order to be right with God or to get out so many years off purgatory, whatever. Sell indulgences, name your thing. It's documented in the history. This is not stuff I make up. This is stuff that's in their history. In fact, the indulgences is really what the 95 thesis that Martin Luther nailed to Wittenberg Church door was about. It was about indulgences. Sort of selling the mercy of God and the love of God for money. For money to build St. Peter's. That's what the Reformation really was born out of. And then it grew by starting to look at other doctrines that the church was promoting. And the church didn't want any of that. Oh, you can't question the church. Not even with the word of God, you can't question them. They'll take your head, they'll burn your body in the fire, thinking they're doing God a service. But they just want to silence you, just like the Pharisees did Jesus, because he was pointing out their crimes. Anyone else? Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. You're going to receive greater condemnation. He says, you're hypocrites, for you compass sea and land and make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. He says, you are blind guides. You're blind guides. You don't even know what you're doing. You're fools and you're blind. He goes on and he says, you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin. In other words, you bring the smallest little bit, which their tithe was not money. Their tithe from the Old Testament was their produce, the fruit of their labor out of their gardens or out of their cattle, their livestock. They were to bring that as tithe, the first fruits. He says, you do that, but you omit the weightier, which that's part of the law. But he says, you omit the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye have to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Therefore, you are blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. This is what Rome is doing concerning these sex abuse cases, ladies and gentlemen. They're saying they're being merciful, but they're never bringing justice, ever bringing justice. They're whitewashing it. They're calling it mercy. But really, it's devious, it's deceitful, it's dishonoring to God, it's dishonoring to the victims, all of that. He goes on, he says, you make clean the outside of the cup of the platter, but within you're full of extortion and excess, you blind Pharisees. Cleanse first that which is within the cup and the platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Then he goes, hypocrites, you're like whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful on the outside, but within you're full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. You're full of hypocrisy and iniquity. And the last woe he gives to them, he says, hypocrites, you build tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. In other words, you would have done the same thing had you been there. Now you honor the prophets that your fathers killed, but these are the same guys going after the Son of God, the greatest prophet who ever lived, God in the flesh. He said, you're coming after me? You say you wouldn't have stood with your fathers? Come on, you would have. And then he walks out and he says, I'm leaving to you your house desolate. Remember, he came and he said, this is my father's house, supposed to be a house of prayer, but I'm going to leave it to you desolate. And within 40 years, guess what? That thing was down to the ground. Not a stone stood upon another. Read Josephus. Rome needs a shaking. It needs repentance. The Protestant church needs repentance. The Christian church needs repentance. Let's repent before God. Let's do what's right before him. We'll be back in 23 hours. God bless you. Talk to you then.
Yes, we are the sons. The sons of liberty.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.